And we're go.
We are go.
Welcome to our amazing lives. We have all the things that we need for podcasting.
We've got some gin.
We've got some chevillettes.
And we've got a Janet. And some magazines.
Magazines. Lady cat.
Janet in a hat.
With
Janet's
a
in a space
hat.
Oh, still. Oh, we're going into the theme machine now. We can't talk anymore.
Yeah, they can hear us a little bit, but they can't really hear exactly what we're saying, and they always think,
oh, we should be doing a little low now.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't need to start opening it, I've got this one.
You've got all that one. It's a greedy fuck.
I tried to open it, it's already open.
Anyway, one, two, three, we're back in the room. Are we? Yeah, we are, yeah. So, oh, I feel like it's been ages since we last did this.
It has been 2 weeks, yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I've got to go on the holidays.
Oh, and you've got... we're doing it every 2 weeks now, accidentally, aren't we? And sometimes it's because you're on holiday and sometimes it's because one of us is in a mood and we can't do it. It's normally me that's in a mood.
Look, I'll put this in a...
you go on holiday and then we have to... and then we have to do it... we have a gap because you go on holiday and then the next time we get a chance to do it every week, I have my period or something and then we can't do it because I'm in a mood.
Leave me alone. I'm going to sit here and eat chocolates.
Until I feel sick and don't want to die. Yeah.
Tell me what is on the covers. This is my one. This is your ones.
Okay. The Charlotte Church, the happy family pictures that broke Gavin's heart. What made me feel a bit sad as well, actually. I don't know. I don't know what that picture made me feel a bit sad.
Is that happy families?
Yeah, well, she's just giving him a kiss. Look at her pulling on his thing there.
Yeah, it's got her bikini on.
She's got her
on.
Bum on. The bum, that little bum bit. And just the nice, and it made me feel a bit wistful, that did.
Oh.
But not because I'm jealous, like Gavin is. That's what he is.
He's not wistful, is he? He's
furious. Jealous. But he reckons that he's jealous because of... he's jealous that because it's like the other man is bringing up his kids, but really it's just because the other man's fucking his ex-wife.
Thank you for that insight.
Excuse my language, God.
Cheryl, shocked by Ashley's baby plans.
What? What do you mean about that?
I read about it. I
didn't Alex read it goes for long. Nuts. Alex has gone nuts, everyone. He's gone to complete... the cage fighter has gone, finally gone nuts.
Oh, shit.
Friends are shocked by his weird behaviour.
Lonely Jordan sobs, colon, I can't bear to be without a man, as she makes massive letters, late night sex calls to strangers.
Oh, God. Jordan, come on.
Throw it out, girl.
You know... I mean, we all feel a little bit lonely sometimes, but that's just taking it a wee bit.
Kerry's scary ex. I hope she breaks her neck on the ice.
Oh. Defiant Cheryl. I'll see Ashley if I want to. Then, also, free eye makeup for every reader, you'll be pleased to know. Crispin.
Yeah.
And love it is... only 68p Valentine's issue. Well, it's always only 68p. It's got nothing to do with Valentine's.
Yeah.
Win a date with TV's Essex Romeo Mark Wright. I might try and do it.
He'd
hate me.
Essex Sam. Seduction lesson. How to get any man.
How to get any man.
Yeah. Any old one. Dame Bowers and Abby Titmus go on a blind date.
Right.
And the Now Sex Survey results are in.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm sure there's a lot of surprises and interesting facts and figures and statistics from all the readers surveyed.
Yes. Absolutely.
I looked at it. There's no pie charts, wankers.
There wouldn't be. People don't know what pie charts are. I read them now, magazine. On the front cover of Love It, just to, I thought you might want to hear this.
Yeah.
In real, true life, in the real world, IRL. 15 stone honey trapper, I catch men with my boobs. I didn't read the story, but I just was... I liked the headline just then. I just looked at it.
15 stone
honey
trail.
It made me think of her sort of flapping around with honey all over her boobs and big flappy boobs.
All flies stuck to them and shit.
Yuck. Anyway, shall we crack in?
Pick up all sorts of dust and that.
All sorts of dust.
Yeah, all over the honey.
Oh, terribly dirty.
Yuck.
What's happening with Cheryl? Oh, here's what's happening with Cheryl. Cheryl says, stop telling me what to do. Almost a year after she dumped her cheating ex-hubby, Ashley Cole, defiant Cheryl infuriates friends and family by standing firm over their friendship. Basically, they've been, like, talking to each other again. This is generally what happens when people have been split up, when people have been split up a year, even if it's because of, you know, a cheat or something like that, they do generally at some point start talking to each other again, and then they probably have a little sex, and then, like, they talk and they kind of think about whether it's right, and then maybe they have sex a few times, and then maybe they go, oh, it's completely wrong. It always happens.
But thanks
with a
for the grudge fuck.
Yeah, yeah, and, but then sometimes they stupidly get back together and go out for another 3 years or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is funny though, because listen to this. Just when it looked like Cheryl Cole. I always say Cheryl, you say Cheryl.
Yeah, that's because I'm a dick.
That's because you're from Essex. Isn't it? Isn't it?
Carry on.
Just when it looked like Cheryl Cole was finally moving forward.
I'm really hot.
Why are you so hot? Open up that.
No, just
when it looked like she
it
was
makes me really hot to open that, because yeah, it's really difficult to open.
Drink some of your cold beer.
Yeah, that's good.
Put it on your face. Anyway, just look, when it looked like she was finally moving forward with her life, she shocked family and friends by meeting up with her love-wrapped ex-husband, Ashley. The X Factor star, who split from the cheating footballer a year ago, caved in after weeks of pleading texts and met him at their former marital home. Then, 2 weeks ago, she met 30-year-old Ashley again for talks in a London hotel. Talks? The fuck?
She's going to have a chat. Where should we go?
Why is this magazine actually stupid enough to... I mean, I don't understand why they would even say that, because obviously a magazine is going to see them meeting anyway and say, oh, they're meeting up for a romp or something. They normally would say something like that, but here they are meeting up at a hotel and they've said it's just talks. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Almost as if there's a publicist in the middle of it.
Hmm. Weird.
Yeah.
Actually, oh yeah, of course, that's what it is, isn't it? It would have been the publicist that said you're only allowed to print talks.
What are you saying? Are you implying that the publicist is going to challenge their journalistic integrity and their quest for the truth?
Yeah, hang on a minute, is the publicist the pal?
A source?
Anyway, so that's what's happening. They're meeting up for talks in the hotel. How old do you think Cheryl looks in that picture there?
Like 40.
She does, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Is it because of her orange skin? Because she hasn't got very many wrinkles. She shouldn't have, because she's only about 28. Oh, but look, she's got a side boob.
Oh, right.
It's only a little one.
Oh,
though.
That's tiny. That's not even...
Pointless.
No.
Basically, it's because there's not much boobs. She's always got those porny cut-out outfits on. Panels cut out of her... gusset. Anyway, you got something else to say? I mean, have you got something to tell me about yours, or shall I move on to my next article?
I'm just trying to save that up as a mental image with the panels cut out of the gusset. Big biddy knickers.
Now,
right. Oh, go on, you can keep talking if you want.
I just want to, well, Kate Moss is getting married again. So Jamie Hintz. Now, it says boyfriend Jamie Hintz, who's a guitarist.
Yeah.
And he's 40 years old.
I can't remember.
Is he just a guitarist?
Band,
is he just like.
His band's called The Ships or something. Not really called The Ships. What's his name?
James.
I look it up on
the Ships.
Jamie
Hintz.
Hintz. The Kills.
The Kills. Oh. Oh no! Hang on a minute. The Kills. What do they sing? Something awful, didn't they? Wasn't it really cheesy, like California college rock or something?
I don't know, it's not something that's in my iTunes.
Yeah, and they've been around for a little while, haven't they?
They want to be, he's 40.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm thinking of the Thrills, not the Kills.
The Trills.
Yeah, who are not American, but they sound like American, but they're not.
He's not American.
But that says it's rock band formed by American singer Alice Oates, a fucking woman lead.
Right, that's...
The Kills. Wow. So,
should I put in The Kills and we'll see what it comes up?
I'll probably see if we get a video to listen to. The Kills, good ones.
URA Fever.
Yeah. You just look a bit funny. Anyway, they look happy, the two of them. They were pleased about their being together.
Oh, I am glad.
They were pleased about it. And anyway, she's grown up with some terrible rotters over the years, as Reveal has revealed.
Oh, yeah. Run me through them.
They've only chosen four to look at. I'm sure she's been up with a lot more than this. But, of course, the wonderful Johnny Depp for 4 years in the 90s. Every woman on earth should be jealous of Kate Moss for dating Johnny Depp for 4 years in the 90s. That's an amazing time to be dating Johnny Depp.
Mm. She was hot then as well, right?
She was hot. He was hot. They were just hot. They must have just been hotting around
hot
everywhere.
Hot sex.
They must have been hot sexing everywhere, all over each other.
Oh, this one's just crap. It's not working. Here's another one.
They haven't got any music. It's just...
Oh, they look like a couple of twats, don't they?
Oh, they're pretending to be... Oh, hang on a minute. This is The Kills. That's him pretending like he's beaten up. Oh, he's a bit of an actor, is he, as well? Obviously in the videos. He does his own videos.
It looks like their mum done the videos. I'm bored of it.
It's a bit of shit, isn't it? The next was Jefferson Hack, who we don't really know who he is, but he looks a bit like an old lady.
Rich.
But he was there, he's just rich. I think rich, does he something to do with journalism or not? I don't know, I just kind of thought he was, but maybe he's not. He doesn't need to be, he's just got a name like Jefferson Hack. Then the next named on her dated list, Russell Brand, who she had a one night stand with.
That doesn't count.
And then it says this, he's had more women than we've had hot dinners. And even Kate succumbed to a one-night fling with Russell in 2006. I had a mad infatuation with her, he says. It didn't feel like a conquest. It felt like I fell down a well.
Oh, dear. Clown's pocket.
What do you mean? She's only tiny. How could she have a clown's pocket? Oh, she did. She has had babies, though. I don't know what it is. I think she would have had surgery in her clown's pocket if she's had babies and she's a model.
She can afford it.
She's not a fanny model though, is she, I suppose. And then next, Pete Doherty. These are the words. Kate dated scuzzy rocker Pete Doherty.
Scuzzy rocker.
Scuzzy. She was involved in a drug scandal in 2005 when it was alleged that she might have snorted cocaine during a recording session for Pete's band Baby Shambles. No shit! That's what she was doing the whole time she was good with it. She probably still does it now. She's a party girl. Anyway, you got good songs.
Him off of Thing.
Yeah.
He's going out with some bird.
Who up of what?
Mark, out of The Only Way Is Essex.
Oh, is he? Who is it?
Her name is Kayla. And she's getting on really well with...
Kayla.
Their mum and dad says, brutally orange, big sister, Jessica.
They haven't got a mum and dad, they've only got a nan. Their mum and dad wasn't on the show, so they can't be real.
No, their mum and dad are vampires, so they can't be filmed. It's like a mirror. Just
let's
blank.
Have a look. And there
she is.
There's Kayla.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. Oh, actually, I'm turning her up, not upside down. Upside down, she looked fairly normal, but she doesn't. The sister, though, she looks like a rotter there.
Dear.
Jesus Christ.
She looks like Des O'Connor.
She Now, who's these other people? Oh, who's these people down here?
That is Justin Lee Collins.
Oh, yeah. He is a minger, and he's only ever in Bristol, because that's where he's from. And I've seen him recently in Bristol when I've been in Bristol. He's walked past him in the street. He's everywhere. Yeah. He's on every fucking street.
Don't tell I. Andrew's yeah. Conquerors.
Where are you two then, Justin? So, yeah, that's where he is. And here he is. Apparently he's divorcing his wife of 12 years, having some smooches on a beach in Miami or Barbados or somewhere.
You don't need to read this, you already know.
I already knew, because I read it in mine.
Oh, and right, that's what he told you when you bumped into him in Bristol.
He's a horrible munter, and he's only ever in Bristol, but somehow he's got time, somehow he sneakily manages to do that, as well as being in Bristol all of the time.
Next time you're in Bristol and you see him,
Should I try getting his autograph?
Yeah.
That'd be good. Maybe I'll get him to autograph my tits.
Yeah, get him to sign your tits.
Come on then, more.
More?
Oh, I'm not allowed to do celeb spots next, am I?
Yeah.
Later. This isn't really a one because I don't know who it was, but...
Did you take a picture
Ian
of them?
Said the other day to me, he texted me and said, oh, about a celeb in today. Into the market in Bristol. I'm like, really? Who is it? He said, it is... Oh, Jane Couch.
Who's that? Shall I look it up on Tinder?
Yeah. She's from Bristol, basically, so that's what makes her famous.
Jane...
I mean, that's why he knew who she... Well, I don't know. He's not from Bristol, but anyway, she's from Bristol. She's basically a boxer, and she won loads of stuff. But she is really scary. He fixed her watch, and she was really scary. She was like a man, a really scary one with a weird face. I know, look at her. She's really young there, though, isn't she? No. Oh, she's not from Bristol. Oh, she's from Fleetwood. I read an article wrong then. She's not from Bristol. Oh, so what's she doing in Bristol?
But she was in Bristol.
Oh, she's currently based in Bristol.
Oh, okay.
That would be what it is.
Should we do the other celeb spots?
Oh, yeah, Danny's got one.
Danny's always got one. Danny's like our roving reporter.
Yeah, he's sitting in the Cafe and Grill, Kentish Town Road. Melanie Sykes is here too. Even though, the other night when I was talking to him on chat, he said to me, oh, yeah, did you get my thing? I was like, oh, no, we're not doing podcasts this week. Christmas away. And he said, oh, yeah, Melanie Sykes. I had lunch with Melanie Sykes. I was like, oh, my God, how do you do that? Like... And he's like, no, actually just in the same place. He made it out like that.
He says, her conversation is tabloid gold, but those details will go with me to the grave.
Ah, the Sykes.
All right, here's one from Vincent Twice. I had a dream that Charlie from EastEnders was training me up as a builder. He walked with a limp, and each time he was getting to an important thing, he had to tell me he would turn to camera and start talking about special prescription service for the disabled as he was filming a series of adverts for Boots. Does that count? Kind of counts. It's good.
It's funny.
You did this one.
Damien Hart. I seen Ian Brown in B&Q. When I asked him why he was there, he said, I want to buy a door.
Amazing. Another one from Danny.
I want to buy a door. I just got it.
Click.
That's really good. Danny, someone do
Patricia Farnham, right. Search Google.
Patricia Farnham.
Off of Brookside.
From Brookside in Waitrose, Finchley Road.
3 hours ago.
Oh, the Farnhams, Max and Patricia Farnham. I remember Max Farnham. There she is there, look, if you click on that.
This one?
Yeah.
That's her.
Oh, yes, I remember her. That was a long time ago. That was when I like first moved to England. She was on the shows. When Brookside was even going. Oh, yeah, maybe.
Ooh.
I still remember her, though.
Do you want to hear about this celebrity blind date?
What celebrity blind date?
Actually, there's three of them. The big one, the double page spread, is Dane Bowers and Abby Titmuss.
Oh, I thought that was going to be... I thought that was at terrible one that doesn't vexing. What's her name? Kate something.
Kate Humble.
When I was so down, I thought that was Kate Humble, even though she's probably loads older than that. And I thought that would be a really funny match to put Kate Humble in with some chavvy pop star. Anyway.
It went quite well, by all accounts.
Yeah. Did they do it at the end of the night?
No, they didn't even have a kiss.
Why not?
Dane said, it didn't feel right to end the night with a kiss, but I'd definitely go out with Abby again. We haven't swapped numbers, but I'm sure we'll talk again, as we know lots of the same people.
Oh.
Rate the date 7.5 out of 10.
We haven't swapped numbers, but I'm sure we... That's bullshit. What's this? Are they doing some sort of karaoke?
They went bowling, yeah.
Oh. Karaoke is where it's at, I think. Yeah.
Apparently Abby was shit at bowling.
Oh.
Don't tell her, she's rubbish at bowling, says Dane.
That's the only reason...
I was going to be nice and let her win. But she was just too bad.
Hang on a minute. If someone's shit at bowling, they know that they're shit at bowling. It's clear. It's not that you can pretend that they're not shit at bowling.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're aware of it.
They had a bet that whoever lost had to serve the other person a milkshake in an outfit of their choice. I won, so Abby can keep the bowling shirt and heels, and that's it.
Mm.
Who knows whether she'll do it or not.
God.
Oh dear.
So what were the other ones?
Abby was she was lots more into it. I'm one of those girls who always has a boyfriend, but I've been single since August, so I'm ready to date. I was really pleased to see Dane. There was a bit of flirting going on. Although we haven't swapped numbers yet, we might. He was loads of fun, and I couldn't have wished for anything more of a date. Plus, I think we need a rematch. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10? What happens when you get a shag out of it?
Yeah.
What do you rate it then? Probably just standard.
I went on a weird internet date once and someone asked me...
if what?
What? How I'd
rate
it.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. That one weird
like
girl.
In a cab.
And it was really awkward. Was that when we were living together? Or was that an old one that you're talking about? I think it might have been, actually. I think it was when we were living together, because I remember you getting the cab home and then telling me about it. And being,
yeah. This is my house, okay? See you later, then. What do you rate the date, then? What? Out of 10? 8? Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Please get out of the cab now, weirdo.
Yeah. Fears for Alex over his erratic behaviour. He's wearing a Andy Cap hat and he's running around in a double-breasted blazer.
Right, is that really erratic behaviour? It just looks pretty normal.
Yeah. He's having extreme mood swings, furious outbursts and constant denial. Friends and family worry about Alex Reed as the split from Jordan takes his toll. Basically...
Really hot.
He threw a wobbly... Oh, yeah, here we go. So they've split up, him and Jordan. And I know, Janet. It's awful, isn't it?
It doesn't work. You've got the lampshade on.
Should we do that a bit?
Do it afterwards.
They've split up, and so he's all sort of hanging out with his parents and his brother and stuff, and that's fine. But he's not sleeping, and he's suffering from exhaustion and panic attacks. Terrible, really. But here's a funny thing. They've even spoken to Jordan, who wants them to go to the Priory. She's even offered to foot the bill for his treatment, but he just won't budge. The developments come just a week after Alex, 35, reportedly threw a wobbly at the home in Aldershot, Hampshire, he once shared with his parents, Bob and Carol. He locked himself in his bedroom and smashed up some of his prized possessions, including his collection of incredible hot dolls.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much.
He's just imagining, aren't you?
Shut up, Mum and Dad. I don't. I hate you.
Leave me alone.
Slam.
Alex,
Alex, what are you doing, darling? You
always do this!
Hulk smash! Puny humans!
Brilliant, isn't it?
Blind date number two. I don't know who these people are. Do you know who Danny Young is?
Can I see a picture? No. I'm too old now to know stuff like that.
Danny Young, well, let me fill you in. Age 24, occupation, former Corey and Dancing on Ice star, celebrity crush, Hayden Panna, what's it?
Hayden Panettone.
Yeah. Relationship Benini. History, Corey co-star Nikki Sanderson for 4 years, and DOI skater Brian Delcourt for 8 months. Seeking, a blonde with lovely eyes and good teeth. I'm not that into boobs, as I've been with girls before who haven't had them.
I mean, there's all different types of girls, really. I mean,
I have been with girls before who didn't have
some girls don't even have a vagina. Mm. There are
girls
with cocks.
Once upon a time, I did go with a girl, and she did have free boobs. Georgie Porter, who the fuck? Age 23, occupation, plays Theresa McQueen in Hollyoaks. Mm-hmm.
Which one? Do I know?
Celeb crush. It's the same bird you looked at just now.
I was looking at the boy then.
Oh, right. Dated Tom Curl for 2 years.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Seeking
who the fuck he is.
A man with a sense of humour. And he has to be a gentleman. Plus, he has to be buff. I can't be with a boy who's skinnier than me.
Jesus Christ. Tall orders these are.
Oh, I know.
How can you?
Don't know, the other one was bollocks. Tell me something.
I was going to tell you about Anthony Costa, who ended a night out last week by peeing all over a cash machine while getting money out at the same time.
Yay.
He's a blue boy.
Anthony Costa once was a pop star.
Hats off to him. Now, hang on a minute. You were just telling me about a thing. What were you just telling me about?
That I was really hot.
No, about these people. I was going to say something. I was going to tell you
blind
something.
Blind the
data. Yeah. What was the thing about them, though?
Well, it's Heron Mirren on a scooter.
Heron Mirren.
Heron
Mirren. Heron Mirren.
Heron Mirren. Should we watch Mad Mims later?
Yeah, Mad Mims. What were you telling me about those people? I wanted to tell you a story from that.
What, these ones? Danny and Georgie?
Yeah, I was going to tell you something. About something. Maybe it was... I don't know what it was about.
Well, just keep
talking. I've lost
it.
Yeah, we're going to keep talking, aren't I? Gavin, how could you do this to me? Paris Hilton's got curves now, apparently, but she just looks a bit like a weird skinny girl who's put on a bit of flesh to me. She just looks
she's
strange.
She's slightly less thin.
But she doesn't even look... I don't think she looks thin, actually. I think she looks a bit flabby, weirdly.
You fat cunt.
Oh, God. Anyway, here is opinion on the Gypsy Wedding Show.
I think
you're
going a bit aggressive because I'm hot.
Do you want me to open the window?
No, it takes ages. I just drink some more beer.
Well, if you will keep interrupting me.
I'm not interrupting you anymore.
Here's a woman who's speaking out about the Gypsy Wedding Show. Big fat Gypsy Wedding Show.
You're and Ali's absolute favourite thing to do.
It's not my absolute favourite. There's a lot of other things that I love. A lot of other things.
Like what?
I am about to become incredibly boring as I was be slightly unemployed. But anyway, this woman is saying basically that she can't reveal who she is because otherwise she'll get beaten up by all the other gypsies. But she's basically saying that she doesn't like it because it's actually not like that, apparently. Well, not everyone's like that anyway.
Oh, right.
They're just some of the weirdos that have mega big dresses, but not everyone does that. Apparently. It's quite a boring subject, actually.
Well, that's like a two-page thing.
I haven't circled anything. I've just put, do you reckon this is made up? Do you reckon that's actually Carly in a wig? Carly yeah. From Love It Fame.
She got fired, didn't she, Carly?
Why though?
She's doing such a terrific job.
Terrific. There's all these people that are getting married, who I don't know, but then there's Christina and Martin, Christina Applegate, who is 39, who's just giving birth, and she had both her boobs off. She got the big C and had both her boobs off.
Really?
Yeah. Doesn't look like she has, but she says here, double mastectomy.
Let me have a look at
Anchorman tits. Actress was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2008 and overcame the disease following a double mastectomy. But let's she could have had implants.
Let me look at her fake tit.
I don't think. Well, yeah. They look fine, but they're in a top and a big top.
That might just be a bra with socks in.
Totally might be. My grandmother only had one tit after she had one chopped off because of the big C. But because she only has tiny boobs anyway, it doesn't matter, and you can't really tell. But she also told me a story about when she was younger, and before she had the C problem, she was like loads younger. It was after my granddad had died, probably when she was in her 50s or something. She went on holiday with the girls to Mallorca or something like that, and they everyone was sunbathing topless, and she didn't really want to because my grandma was a bit of a proud thing. She wasn't really like showing her bits in public and all that. She was a bit too, you know, I don't know, nose in the air to that kind of stuff. But then she eventually ended up going, maybe I should just do this on holiday, everyone else is doing it. So she took off a little bikini top and sunbathed topless, and then she fell asleep sunbathing topless. And then she woke up with the other girls waking her up, the other ladies waking her up going, Irene, wake up, you look like you need to put some cream on your fried eggs. Her tiny wee tits and the sun all frazzling away. That was my grandma. Lovely, isn't it?
Well, from your grandma's tits to Sam's School of Seduction. The only way is Essex star Sam Fayers Masterclass.
Sam what?
I don't know.
How do you spell that? Oh. Fuck.
It's not fuck, is it? Fayers is Fayers. I reckon it's Fayers.
Like that, yeah.
Try and say it with an Essex accent.
Yeah, exactly.
Sam Fayers.
Sam Fayers.
Right, so this is her tips. Right, finding your man. Catch his eye. Sam says, colon. If you see a guy you like, catch his eye and give him your best smile. Then ignore him completely for the rest of the night.
Her best smile. She's like a little girl. I suppose she is. She's only like 19, isn't she? Give me your best smile. I saved it all up for you. I was going to give it to the teacher earlier, but then I go...
Very best one. What's your best smile? Do your best smile.
I don't know what my best smile is. I always do a big teethy one. I do big teethy ones when I do my best smile.
Do you think that's good advice? I didn't finish the sentence.
No. Boys
then ignore him completely for the rest of the night so he thinks you're a challenge.
Oh, fuck that. No. That's not the way to do it at all. That's complete bullshit. Because if you are... Right, okay, let's just be a bit... Let's be a little bit honest about all this kind of stuff. It's all right for her to say that, miss... Fake tits, leggy, 19-year-old, all skinny and that. And, all, you know, always dressed up to the nines and always looking like something that catches a boy's eye as a, you know, something, a potential fuck jar.
Yeah.
For the evening. Yeah. Yeah, basically. Yuck, stop it. It's really gross. Anyway, so it's all right for her to say that. But if some person, young... old, whatever, woman, maybe heavily overweight, possibly
what are you talking about?
heavily overweight, maybe, like, you know, we're talking about
They've only got one eye.
Yeah, really fucking
It's not
going
to work, is it?
Really ugly, no teeth, something. It's not, yeah.
Give oh, no, the, there is a bit off.
Give him your best smile and then ignore him the rest of the night. He'll be like, that fucking weird old munter was smiling at me. Thank God she's not looking at me anymore.
Yeah. She does say, though, that if you are a big, fat, weird one eye, Make sure you pop out your glass eye and show him the hole.
Yuck.
Don't get drunk, she says. If you're completely wasted, he might think you're a nightmare, or worse, that you're more likely to sleep with him, which is probably all he wants.
Oh, God, have some respect for yourself, woman.
Sage, sage words, sister.
Jesus.
Dress sexy, not slutty. Choose a dress or an outfit that's sexy but doesn't give away too much. Decide whether to show off your legs or your cleavage. Never both at the same time.
God.
Although I have been guilty of that, but I'm learning.
Goodness me.
Oh, here's a good one. Flirt but don't kiss. When you're talking, reach for your lip gloss.
Yeah, wear a lot of lip gloss.
Apply it very seductively. It'll make him look at your lips and think about kissing you! Exclamation mark. But don't kiss him on the first date. Leave him wanting more.
I was just trying to think about anything, any first dates I've ever had, so they never really worked like that.
Oh, look, after the date, this is classic. Keep things interesting. Men love sexy underwear, so invest in matching lingerie. A suspender belt, stockings, the works. Then surprise him.
After the first date?
Yeah. Oh, no. You have to let me finish.
Yeah, come on.
Then surprise him with a present, such as a driving day in a Ferrari.
What? It's a bit much, isn't it?
Imagine if you went on a date.
The next day, showed up in the house to collect him. I've got your present.
I'm wearing some brand new lingerie. And here's a Ferrari. You can have a drive in it.
Yeah, go turn up to his house in a Mac. With only a lingerie underneath. Awful. She's awful.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, so I've actually, on the subject of Twitter, in Reveal, we've got a little section on these are the tweets of the week of the celebrity ones. I've been following some different people on Twitter this week.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking, I want to follow some more celebs, and I don't know which to follow. You know when someone asks you to think of your favourite song and your mind goes blank and you can't even think of one single song? It's a bit like that when I go on Twitter and think, who should I follow that's a celeb? I can't even think of one single one. But I've got a couple on there, but they're a bit rubbish. I've got Stephen Fry. He goes lots of places and puts pictures up of places that he's been, and that's quite good.
Yeah.
You get to see a picture of somewhere random in the world. He's been to, like, Israel and Japan and stuff, and Singapore, since I've been following him, and put pictures up of him doing things. That's nice.
Yeah, I'm very pleased to know.
And then who else? Someone else. Oh, Joan. No, is her name Joan Rivers? No, is that her name?
Joan Rivers, old bitchy old woman, comedian.
Yeah, I've got her now. She's quite funny, kind of. Not that. She's not as funny
about,
as all
what
that.
What about some of our stalwarts? What about real Katie Price?
I can't. How do I follow her?
Kerry.
How do I follow Katie Price? Because there's too many of her that aren't her, and I don't know which
one's
true.
Real Katie Price.
Real Katie Price. Okay, fine. That's it. I would follow her and maybe Kerry. Yeah. Also, I might follow some Only Wears Essex people. Mark Wright was doing. This is what he says on Twitter this week. Was doing so well on the diet, but just had an absolute random munch up. Pickled onion, peanut butter, grapefruit, super noodles and naan bread. That sounds a bit like a very hungry, bulimic girl. Teenage.
Or maybe he's pregnant.
Yeah. He's clearly got an eating disorder, hasn't he, Jan?
How long have we been talking for? It feels like
ages.
We've been talking for a long time.
39 minutes, shit. I've forgotten how to nail this shit down.
Oh, yeah. Babble, right. Babble,
we're
fucking
babble. We're
going
to have to go
babble
to do some...
Do you want to know some... All right, you
problems,
start reading something and I'll keep interrupting with results from the sex survey.
Oh, I don't have anything to read out, but I've just got this really hilarious thing of all of these olden days celebrities who are now... They've got before and after pictures. That's really funny. Look at Bjork. I'm a bit upset about that. Bjork's now 45. And look at... She looks really rough in that picture. I mean, that's just a bad picture because it's her, like, going out to get the milk or something, and she looks rough.
And she's 45.
And she's 45. I didn't realise she was 45. I thought she was about 35. I knew she wasn't 35 in real life. But...
look at Val Kilmer's big pillow face.
No, look at the fucking Jabba the Hutt. He's awful. I was laughing at his face for ages then, a minute ago. He's so beautiful in the olden days. The lovely little face, and then he's got this big fat. And he's only 51. That's
sort
what worrying is.
Boy.
And then you've got Kathleen Turner, who's done exactly the same thing. She's only 56. Look at her big fat face. She looks like a man. Oh, she's a man in drag. Vince Vaughn, who is only 40, and he looks pretty bad. He's gone really like... He looks like a caricature of himself.
Oh, yeah, yuck.
Again, really beautiful there. Meg Ryan is just made of Botox, basically, now. I loved Meg Ryan in the olden days.
Did you?
Yeah, I even wanted to have sex with her. But I couldn't because she was unobtainable. Anyway, what else?
I want to know about this sex survey. It's bollocks.
Why?
There's too much information. There's not enough pie charts.
Okay.
Should you just do the problem?
Do you want to do a date with Mark? Win a date with Mark? Do you want to hear what he says about himself?
Yeah, I do want to hear what he says about himself.
He says, on a date, I'd make a girl feel more comfortable. We'd have a good chat. If we went for dinner in London and she wanted to eat everything on the menu, I'd say, don't be shy, just go for it. I've not done that much dating myself. Lauren and I went out for a long time, but we liked staying in. Then next, he literally has just said, Lauren and I went out for a long time, but we liked staying in. He's literally just said that. Next paragraph, I don't cheat. Lauren and I were only properly together for about 4 years. Lauren and I went out for a long time. Lauren and I were only together for 4 years. That doesn't, those two sentences don't match, do they? Really? Oh, yuck. I'm sensitive in bed.
Ugh.
I love kissing and running my hands over a girl I care for and just making love.
You wrong'un.
Yuck. He also says,
oh, that's making me really uncomfortable.
I'd hate a girl to show me she wanted sex the first time I saw her. If I slept with her on the first night, that would probably be it. I prefer sex with a girl I like, and my number is nothing like what people might think. No, it's not 100 girls, but I won't tell you what it is, because how many boys is it? Look at him, he's got some like fucking little beads on. He's a fucking pansy. Anyway, what else has he got to say? Oh, he's a good Catholic, apparently. He says he's Catholic.
Not that good then.
Come
on, let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, let's have some problems, and
it's back on in a month, you know.
What is
the next series of The Anyway is Essex?
Right, can we try and hold off and not watch it while it's on, so that we can just watch it all in one go?
No, that's not
like
possible.
It when we did it. Why not? We did that last time.
Yeah. But this time, you know...
I don't like it stopping and then you have to wait for a whole week for the next one. That's shit.
No, they're quicker than a week, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah, they had it like 2 or 3 a week.
Oh. That'd be right.
Acceptable.
Got some cracking top tips this week.
Do you want to start with them?
Yeah, I could do. Well, no, I normally end with them, don't I?
Okay. Is this just pre-wedding jitters? We're getting married in the spring, and my fiancé and I had some pre-marriage counselling to help us avoid any possible pitfalls. It's been terrific, and I'd recommend it to any couple. But now we've started disagreeing about some of the points that were raised. Is this just nerves? Love that.
That sounds really similar to this. I'm getting married later this year, but I'm having second thoughts and finding planning it stressful, especially as there have been family disputes about the wedding, and my fiancé isn't helping it at all. I'm wondering if I'm doing the right thing, but I don't think I have the strength to back out. What do you advise? You don't think it's the right thing to do, but you don't think you've got the strength to back out of a whole lifetime of marriage.
Crumb.
Maybe you need to rethink. Oh, they're downstairs, you silly twit.
No, there's one around somewhere.
Twit.
I'm listening.
Yeah, boring. Anyway, here we go.
There's not enough fucking problems in
this. I've recently found out my boyfriend has been looking. This is a classic. How many girls have had this? A lot have had this. I only haven't had it because I never caught my ex-boyfriend doing it, and I don't live with my current boyfriend, so that's the only reason I haven't had this. I've recently found out my boyfriend has been looking at porn online late at night when I've gone to bed. So many girls have this. So many girls, poor things. I'm now worried he doesn't find me sexy. I'm sure he loves me, but I feel as if he doesn't fancy me as much as he did when we first got together. Is he going off me, and what can I do to stop him looking at this filth online? Poor old Mandy, 36.
Smarten yourself up.
So this is problems. There's an agony couple rather than aunt called Jed and Claire, and they're a real life couple. No, we're not a real life couple.
Oh.
We're kind of wife and wife. So yeah, in some ways, in a fictional way, we're a real life couple. So Claire says, if my partner was looking at porn while I was in bed, I wouldn't find that's acceptable. Jed is the man. There are two things here, him looking at porn and the times and ways that he does it. Viewing porn is not necessarily a sign of not finding your partner sexy, and lots of men do it, but it does objectify women. Be assertive and express your dissatisfaction. Next to this, I've written Bender. It just sounded like a Bender when I was reading it. It does objectify women. Who says that? Apart from a fucking...
Someone who's writing a column with their
wife,
with their partner, who's not even their wife.
Claire says, porn can have a really damaging effect on relationships and the way we look at women. The way we look at women? Jed, exactly. Look at what it's doing to you, Mandy. You think you're not sexy enough. You've lost confidence and you're starting to blame yourself for his behaviour. Again, Bender. That's really funny. Anyway, have you got another one?
I've only got one more. It's all a bit shit. My boyfriend and I split up recently after 3 years living together. It was his decision and he swore there was no one else. But 2 months later, he's living with another woman! Exclamation mark.
Oh.
How could he move on so quickly?
The cunt.
Do you think he was already seeing her?
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. I've started seeing a lad who might be the one with capital letters. Not the one all in capitals. But with title capitals, the one. Why do they always write that? They always do it like that in magazines. The one is like God in capital.
Yeah, why? Just going out with someone who might be God.
Yeah.
She'll find out though, won't she? If she's pregnant before they actually have sex.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way to tell if it's the one.
Here's a one. Oh, I don't think I've... I don't want to read that one, actually. I'm being rude if I read that. Let's have some top tips.
I'm stuck in my hair. Get me out.
There you go. Might pull top of your hair out, but anyway, I thought you need to be released quickly. Right, let's have some top tips and then we'll be over.
Yeah.
Top tips. Oh, the star tip this week is actually fucking amazing. I love it. I love it when they do really comedy top tips and it's just like, what the fuck are these people on about? And they'd make it the top tip. It's good news. Chizzy and Lizzie have done a good job on choosing it.
Is it Chizzy out of the dots?
No, it's Charlie and Lizzie. It's not Chizzy and Lizzie. It's Chizzy's top tips. Anyway, star tip.
Banal.
Star tip. Spare unused shower caps from hotels. Make fab food covers. The clear ones are the best, as you can see what's underneath them. They don't cost nothing and keep any pesky insects from nibbling your food.
What have they got there? Is that a bun?
Really shit. Tuna roll or something they bought from their local shop. All flat and weird on a plastic plate. And they're both wearing caps. And
one of them is making tiaras on.
One of them is making a joke face because she's taking the piss out of it. But actually, see, that's good. That's what I want out of top tips. Let's get the people that have written in really fucking weird things and make it the star tip. So that's good. There's another one here that is just a bit weird. I have a lot of earrings and rings and I keep losing them, so I got an ice cube tray and filled each square with my jewellery. I put it in a drawer so it's hidden out of sight and I can always keep my paired earrings together.
Nervous breakdown, nervous breakdown.
And she's only 17. Weirdo. Oh, yeah. Then start it with the shower caps. It was from Jan in Ipswich.
Jan.
I don't think there's anything else that's funny. Oh, apart from this one was interesting, I thought. I want to know what you thought about this. If I have any spare cash left at the end of the week, I go to the bank and get it changed into foreign currency. I pop it in a jar so there's no temptation to fritter it away. And by the end of the year, I have a nest egg for spending money on my next holiday. What do you think about that? Is that bad because it loses money because it's... Or is that a good way of saving? Because you then can't actually spend it. So you get your money pot and then you just go and change it up into euros or something. And then you can't spend it until you go somewhere.
Yeah, I've no opinion on that. I'm sorry.
All right then, that's the end of that, Jan. Who are we playing out to?
It is the band that we couldn't find last time. The cuss words.
The cuss words, right. The cuss words are saying that their next localist show is Basingstoke on the 26th of February, which is my birthday, my birthday party, at a place called the Poison Bar. I want to go to Basingstoke to the Poison Bar.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe we should go there instead of having a party here. That'd be well funny.
It sounds like the sort of place that a Hollywood star would die outside after doing loads of drugs.
But we're in Leeds playing the British Wildlife Weekend on the first weekend of March. Haul that one.
You're not supposed to just read it out.
I'm really sorry, Charlie. I'm a bit drunk now. But anyway.
First weekend of March.
I want to go to Leeds.
Do you want to go to Leeds?
I've never been to Leeds. I've always wanted to go up to Leeds.
I can't. I've got to go to a fucking wedding.
Oh, is that when you get... Well, hang on. What wedding?
A really posh one.
Where?
It's in London.
Oh, maybe I'll go to Leeds on my own then. I really want to go to Leeds. I've never been to Leeds.
I have. Oh, do you know, I'd have been going to Leeds that weekend as well.
Why?
It's a conference. A nerdy conference that I want to go to. It's not that nerdy. It's the piss up.
Oh, they also recorded the EP with Rory Atwell from the Testicles, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it will be out in March or April. And they recently...
You've gone pro, haven't you?
And they recently toured with Japantha. Japantha? Who are they? I want to listen to Japantha. That's a fucking wicked name. Not that cuss words isn't, obviously, but Japantha... Conceived by conceptual artist Dan Graham with videos by Arthur.
But I could just put anything up here, and you're just reading the internet.
Japantha's a really good name, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It really is. Anyway, but let's not listen to them next. We'll listen to cuss words. We'll do that offline, yeah? I'm drunk. You got me drunk.
I didn't get you drunk. The gin got you drunk.
Yeah, you made me drink it. I wasn't even going to drink tonight. I was forced into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so...
Whatever.
We're going to play the cuss words and we're going to play a song called what?
I've highlighted it for you so you can actually read out the word, the name of it.
It's called Cheer Right. That's what it's called. It's like Cheer.
Oh, you are impossible to deal with.
Why? What's wrong with me? What have I done wrong? I read it out.
No, it's good.
What, did I read it out wrong?
No.
I'm confused.
Weird.
I'm really confused. That's gone all weird. It's fucking almost an hour you've made me sit here and talk about this shit.